As you might have heard in the news, the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, is fighting for political survival this morning after three rebel MPs announced they'll be moving a leadership spill later today over the state's highly contentious abortion bill. A little later this hour, we're going to hear from the chairperson of the New South Wales Pro-Choice Alliance, Wendy McCarthy. But first, here's a little of what the Liberal member for Riverstone, Kevin Connolly, had to say about the bill on local radio.
It is a brutal, merciless bill. It shows no compassion for unborn children, no support for women, and no tolerance for doctors with conscientious objections. It's a bill that does nobody any good except those who perhaps make a living out of abortions. And there's no provision in this bill to prevent a person coercing a woman to have an abortion. There was an amendment put to that effect and defeated. It's quite commonly known that partners, family members, others coerce women against their will to have an abortion. And it shouldn't be possible for them to do so. The law should provide protection for a woman against that. I'm just following my conscience and saying that I couldn't stand by and be part of a government that produces this result. Mm. Now, I hope my colleagues will see that these amendments, or will see, first of all, that it's a bad bill in its entirety, because it is. It doesn't decriminalise abortion. That was done 40 years ago in New South Wales.
That's New South Wales member for Riverstone speaking there to ABC local radio yesterday. He's not a signatory to this bill motion, but he has threatened to quit the Liberal Party and move to the crossbench. If this bill is passed, a very high-stakes game is being played out in the New South Wales Parliament this morning